I'm Allison Keyes with a view from the convention floor. The NAACP delegates greeted Mr. Bush with a standing ovation and seemed generally pleased that he had come. But in the hall, there were several hundred empty seats, and many who attended sat with crossed arms and skeptical looks. The president's usual folksy rhythm was off, and some of his statements didn't go over well. Jackson, Mississippi delegate Irene Jones called the speech bland and thought President Bush should have remembered to whom he was speaking.
There seemed to be a lot of places where he expected applause, but he forgot that this is a highly politically educated audience. And so we recognize what's not said, and we recognize what this is being used for. He's in some trouble right now.
Most in the audience, like Mervyn Seeley from Hickory, North Carolina, cheered to hear the president say he would sign the Voting Rights Act.
That was the main point. That's why we're here.
But Seeley was unhappy to hear President Bush's support for vouchers, a statement that drew a few boos from the crowd and a few other points as well.
Of course, I'm in no way for charter schools or vouchers. I am in no way for him to mess with Social Security. And when he talks about home ownership, we need jobs.
Two protesters, one in glasses and dreadlocks, tried to interrupt the president's speech.
Civil War in the 20th century denied African Americans the vote in many parts of our country. And at the beginnings of the 21st century,
shouting about teaching children to read and asking questions about Dick Cheney and the situation in the Middle East. After the speech, civil rights veteran and Congressman John Lewis wondered why Mr. Bush didn't talk about foreign policy.
I'm surprised he didn't say much about what is going on abroad, about the Middle East and the war. You know, we're not once people issue. We're not just concerned about civil rights. We're concerned about peace and violence and war.
But many in the crowd were pleased with President Bush's appearance after all the work to establish the grounds for dialogue. That included NAACP President Bruce Gordon.
Now that that has occurred, there's a willingness to see whether we can work together, and I'm hoping to do that.
Many here say they are waiting with interest to see what the partnership Mr. Bush promised on stage turns out to be. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.